This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, quick thing. The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by Mook Delivery, bringing you the food you love. Mook Delivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with Mook Delivery. So the only question left to say is, are you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can get reward points delivered too. So the ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. We've got a really good update on an important Arsenal player. Meanwhile, I've been speaking to a couple of the Arsenal players to get their thoughts on some different things, including the future of one of them. And Mikel Arteta's press conference is coming up, hence why this show is slightly earlier than usual. So if you're listening and tuning in on catch-up and thinking, well, why is Tom messing me about and doing this early? It is because of that presser. So apologies for that. But let's crack on with today's stories in what is going to be a condensed Arsenal show today. Thank you for listening, because this is the Arsenal News Show. Hello and welcome to the Gooner Talk. Back again with you guys for another episode of what is the Arsenal News Show. Joining you every morning at 8 a.m. UK time. Thank you as always for doing so and making this part of your morning routines. It is incredibly appreciated. I hope you've had a fantastic week so far. It's Friday, which we are so thankful for it finally being Friday and the weekend coming up as well. Yes, we have had an Arsenal game, which has kind of made things go somewhat quicker this week, but still it's certainly better. The connection, of course, I'm hoping is somewhat resolved as well. I know it might not be perfect. I kind of woke the laptop up really quickly because I realized, oh, there's a press conference this morning, so we're going to have to do something early with the show. But good morning to you guys listening in the chat box. Really appreciate your time, as always. It's still being a little bit slow for me today, but it hopefully will be a bit better. Matt G, Shari, Glenn, Paul, Kaiser. We've got Tabani in the chat box, I see too. Martin, Jackie, Amesy, Pika, who in here as well. Who else have we got? George, Paul, Louis, Brian. Thank you so much to all of you, as always, for tuning in. It is incredibly appreciated. But let's jump into today's story, shall we? And we kick off with, as I mentioned, a positive update regarding Frieder Mann, which is obviously what we've been kind of waiting for after the issue that was suffered during the game between Arsenal and Chelsea in the Conti Cup final. A statement on the Arsenal website says, following the incident during the FA Women's Continental League Cup final on Sunday, which resulted in Marnham being substituted at the end of normal time, she has undergone extensive testing and support from our medical team at Arsenal. The tests have been reviewed by two leading cardiologists and there are no obvious cardiac issues, or rather causes, found from these thorough investigations so far. Frieder has subsequently had a monitoring device fitted to record her heart function and will now undergo a progressive return to training protocol. Once Frieder has been monitored for a full 1 week period, a normal training will be closely reviewed and monitored before a decision will be made on her returning to play. Due to her continued progression and assessment at Arsenal, Frieder will not be joining up with the Norway national team for their forthcoming European Championship qualifiers against Finland and the Netherlands. So a positive update, and certainly one which we wanted and we needed to get. So that's some really good news on that front. And I wanted to address that first. Before we move into today's stories, before I remind you to please help us to 1K every single day regarding our likes, as this show is going out slightly earlier than usual because of Arteta's press conference being early this morning, we're going to need your help more than ever. And yesterday I was a little bit concerned, actually. I understand the connection was terrible. The quality of the show was awful yesterday, but Today, with this being slightly earlier than usual, please do drop a like on the video. I wanted to make sure that we got you a show out before I had to start work, and I hope you appreciate that. Yesterday, of course, we saw two Premier League games finish off this week's roundup of action. And for a short time, for a brief moment, we had some hope that maybe Liverpool would drop some points against Sheffield United in a very surprising fashion. However, sadly, that was not to be. Sheffield United eventually falling to an unbelievable strike, really, from Alexis McAllister before Cody Gakpo in the end getting the third goal and killing off the game entirely. But it was the biggest kind of cesspool of mistakes and horrific footballing action was saved for Stamford Bridge. Speaking to James Benge 2 days ago after the game against Luton, and I was like, I'm enjoying my day off on Thursday. And he was like, well, I'm heading off to Stamford Bridge. And I remember him mentioning that he was expecting comedy. And that is certainly what we got. We got comedy at Stamford Bridge. Manchester United winning 3-2 up until the 99th minute, giving away a silly penalty, which Cole Palmer took his second of the game. And then in the 101st minute of the game, then Manchester United managed to lose it, which is just hilarious. I mean, Erik ten Hag maybe getting closer to the exit door. Maurizio Pochettino getting a result, meaning he might stay longer. It was really the perfect result from anybody else on the outside looking in and just laughing at the end of the day. And now Arsenal continue to be linked with the move for Rodrigo. The Real Madrid winger has been suggested by several Spanish outlets that Arsenal are of interest to the player. Of course, Real Madrid are signing or bringing in Endrick, and he will arrive in the summer and be joining up with the team for next season. Kylian Mbappe is, of course, expected also to be part of that squad. So Rodrigo's time and minutes next season are expected to be significantly affected. And because of that, Rodrigo is seeing links with other clubs, and potentially Arsenal could be one of them. It would be a very good signing by Arsenal. Rodrigo is a fantastic talent and still of a very good age and scoring plenty of goals, and is obviously a starter for the Brazilian national side as well. I'd certainly welcome this deal, and potentially is one that Arsenal might look to explore in the summer as well. So one to keep an eye on, but this is one coming out of Spain right now. We're still waiting for any confirmation on the English side of things. Now, I spoke to Zinchenko two days ago after the game against Luton Town. And I asked Zinchenko about the fact that there is so much competition in that left-back position with, you know, Tomiyasu, with Kivior, and of course, Jurrien Timber coming back as well. And I asked him about that competition and said, how does he view the fight that is going to be on for him to keep his place, especially considering he's arguably already lost it at this point to Kivior. But with Timber coming back, it makes it even more tricky for him. And he says, I think it is good for all of us and the team, as well as we have good competition in each position. All of us need to fight and work hard to deserve this opportunity to play every single time. And I think it is good. I mean, it's a very standard answer, what you kind of get from that. And I was hoping he might talk more about his personal situation with that position. But I think it's maybe potentially trying to cope with the fact that he is going to get far less minutes in an Arsenal shirt moving forwards. And that might prove to be a real challenge for him. But he's not the only Arsenal player I spoke to after the game against Luton. I also spoke to Thomas Partey. And with plenty of speculation surrounding his Arsenal future, with links to Spain, links to Italy, links to Saudi Arabia, I asked Thomas Partey whether or not those links have any merit and where he obviously sees his future beyond the summer, to which he said, my head is always here. This is where I choose to play. I'm really happy every time I'm on the field. I know a lot of speculations have been going on, but for me, I'm really happy to be here and to continue playing for this club. And Simon Collins of the Evening Standard also asked him about his contract. He has 1 year left at the end of the season. He says, well, I have still to the end of the season, I think, to have my best, to do my best and try to perform at the highest level. And I think the most important thing is to be available every time. And now we do have, you know, Thomas Partey available, and will have Partey available until the end of the season, we hope, and keep fingers crossed, because his quality and his input into the squad is going to be important for Arsenal's depth and how they compete across multiple competitions. So fingers crossed he can remain fit. But despite him saying that he chooses to play at Arsenal and his head's very much with Arsenal, it could be a decision that gets taken out of his hands if indeed Arsenal move for another midfielder and then they get some offers for Partey that they find, you know, acceptable enough to think about. He could end up moving on still, despite the fact that he said that his head is very much with the club and that he chooses to play for us right now. Now, as I mentioned, the reason why this show is started early today and why some of you are going to be tuning in a little bit later and thinking, I can't believe Tom's mugged me off by starting the show 20 minutes earlier than he usually does. But the reason for that is that Mikel Arteta's press conference is at 9 o'clock, which means our live blog over on football.london will be starting at 8 o'clock. So if you can't, for whatever reason, watch the press conference, you can keep up to date with all of the updates from that press conference on the football.london live blog, which myself and Kaya will be running for you as Arteta addresses the media from the Sober Realty Training Centre. We're expecting to hear updates on Bukayo Saka, of course, hopefully maybe something on Jurrien Timber, maybe two again. That might be a bit greedy on my half, but I just kind of want to get more updates on him. And of course, how the squad's looking ahead of the game against Brighton, which takes place on Saturday late afternoon. Yeah, we're going to move to part two now and tackle some questions in the next 5 minutes before we have to shoot off for the press conference. Let's go to part two.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. And the same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with Mook Delivery. Are you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. It's so frustrating at the moment. I don't know why. I don't know if it's like that I need to update the laptop or something like that, but everything's feeling really slow at the moment. Really slow indeed. Like, I have to click off those videos sometimes so that they stop themselves. Usually they stop automatically, but it is frustrating. So again, apologies for some of the technical issues that have been going on over the last couple of days. It's one of those things. Maybe it's that just that time of the year when things are just going a little bit wrong technologically. But yeah, we've got about 5 minutes to tackle some of your questions before I have to kick off the press conference blog over on football.london. For those of you, as I said, that are tuning in technically late, you're not late. I'm not annoyed at you for joining us late because, of course, I wasn't really able to give you much of an update about when we'd be starting this one early. But we are starting this show early because Mikel Arteta's press conference is very soon and I'm going to be starting work earlier than usual. But as I said, please do drop a like on the video. Please do help us to 1K every single day. It's incredibly important to help us out with that today of all days because of the chaos and the change of time. It might need a bit of a shout out in tomorrow morning show, but hopefully it doesn't. Right, let's go into the chat box. George says, do you think Smith Rowe or Nelson will start the next game? Honestly, no, George, I don't. Unless there is an issue that's persisted with Bukayo Saka, I don't see either of them starting. And that was one of the things that if I was had the opportunity to ask Smith Rowe after the game, which sadly I didn't, I would have said about kind of, is there a frustration on your part if indeed, you know, you play this well, you get a man of the match result, and then you're, again, not in for the next game. Do you feel as though maybe sometimes you play to the absolute maximum of your ability and that necessarily isn't rewarded in the way that you might want? Because I guess that would be frustrating. Reece as well had a decent game. Is it frustrating if indeed you can have a man of the match display in Arsenal picking up 3 points in the league and then not get a start in the next fixture? It's difficult. I'd be curious to what he would have to say about that. Iron says, maybe Saka won't be fit. Then why not play Jesus, Trossard, Vieira on the right and play Nelson on the left and keep Martinelli fresh for Bayern? He can play from the bench at Brighton. I think it's important to give Martinelli a start in this game, actually getting some minutes from the start of the game so that you can kind of acclimatise him back to starting fixtures ahead of the game against Bayern Munich. I think that's more important than just necessarily giving him. I think it was right to ease him back in the last couple of games, but actually giving him a start against Brighton. And we're going to need him against Brighton. Brighton are a very good team. We can't underestimate them. They've only lost one game at home, I think, in the league all season. So that's going to be really tough, really, really tough to try and overcome. Jackie says, Tom, would you start Partey or Jorginho in this game? I'd start Jorginho. It would be Jorginho, Rice and Ødegaard in my midfield three. We might actually be doing a preview show a little bit later on today if we can get some participation from our Discord. So I'll keep you up to date with that and put a link into the Discord a little bit later for our Brighton preview. Rob says, of the remaining fixtures for each of the contenders, which of their remaining fixtures do you feel would be the one most likely to see respective teams drop points? Well, Liverpool, of course, have got to play Manchester United this weekend, which is obviously going to be a pretty difficult fixture for them. Manchester City, however, they've got the easiest run of all of the teams that are currently in the title race. So I'm going to quick look at their fixtures. I mean, they've got Crystal Palace away, which is, you know, never necessarily an easy game. They have got a game against Spurs coming up as well. I think that perhaps needs to be rearranged. That could get rearranged for the penultimate weekend of the season, to be fair. They have to go to Brighton also. They've also got to go to Forest, where they dropped points last season. They've got to go to Fulham, who have been doing very well this season at home. And they've got, yeah, that's about it. Their last game of the season at home to West Ham. So yeah, they've still got games. Of course, they've got those matches against Real Madrid to think about. They sandwich a home game against Luton, though, so not exactly the most difficult. But from Liverpool's perspective, I think that Manchester United game, they've already lost to Man United this season. And I know Man United are an absolute comedy club, as they showed last night, but you never know. You never, ever know. Aribo says, with Havertz's performances this season, will you still advocate for a centre-forward or a wide-forward? I'd advocate for both, mate. I think we should be going out into the market and trying to add players in both of those positions. We're going to move on Nelson. We're going to move on Smith Rowe. Mate, I say we are going to. I think we're going to move on Nelson. We could move on Smith Rowe. We're going to move on Nketiah, I think. There's other players that could move on. We're going to have to replace those players. So it's important to, you know, to consider that fact. So always cautious of that, always conscious of that. So if those players move on, we're going to have to sign players. And you want to sign quality players at the end. That is the hope. That is the, you know, what we want to see from Arsenal. So fingers crossed, that's what we do. Yugang says, maybe greedy on my end, but seems we need two wingers, two midfielders, one starter and one young potential. I mean, that could be greedy. Two wingers seems a lot. I think one of those, one forward, one midfielder, one defender, potentially a goalkeeper, is going to be the summer. Rob Bob says, Tierney surely is going to be sold. I would agree. I think Tierney is probably going to be sold. And Jaden says, hey, Tom, realistically, what are our chances of signing Alexander Isak? I wouldn't say they're too high. David Ornstein actually came out yesterday for The Athletic, started speaking about the fact that he'd be surprised if Isak left Newcastle this season or this summer. So that's one to think about. It might be tricky to see that happen. Anyway, that's going to bring us to the end of today's show. Sorry that it's a very short one, and sorry that some of you are actually just tuning in now at 8 o'clock. We had to start the show early, as I've mentioned a couple of times already, because of Arteta's presser that is early this morning. So I'm going to be doing that live blog. So you can hop over to football.london right now for all the build-up to that press conference, and the updates, of course, being provided by Kaya from the Sober Realty Training Centre at 9 if you aren't able to watch it. So make sure you hop over to football.london for all the updates from the presser. Have a fantastic Friday. I'll be back with you this evening, hopefully for a preview show ahead of the game against Brighton, probably around 5 o'clock. And then tomorrow morning, I'll be back as well for the final updates, a roundup of this press conference in the morning, any other further updates ahead of the game against Brighton. And also yesterday, I did a show in the evening if you're, you know, still want stuff to listen to. Yesterday evening, I did a show with Elliot from the Arsenal Vision talking about the big promotion of the Zaatari Refugee Camp, the Arsenal Foundation's fundraiser. Go over and watch that. Listen to Elliot talk about that. And we also talked a lot about transfers as well, which I know you always enjoy. So go and listen to that. Have a fantastic rest of your day. I'd also send well wishes towards Frieda Marnham as well, and hope with her recovery is going very, very well, and it goes very successfully indeed. Have a fantastic day. Stay safe, stay well, stay respectful. And as always, up the Arsenal. It's the 90 plus minute. All your mates around, and you've got a McNuggets share box ready to go, and you know a late winner's coming. Your mates already got booked for a double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfection. Order now on the McDonald's app for your McDelivery. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.